from KQED.
California is gradually climbing out of the recession, but the economic downturn has left some collateral damage to the American dream, people struggling to stay in or climb into the middle class. Writer Jim Gavin's Middlemen is a collection of stories about characters old and young, all of them adrift in California. Our book critic Oscar Villalone says the Los Angeles author's first book makes the argument that anxiety and bewilderment might be a permanent state.
What you need to know about Middlemen, Jim Gavin's collection of humorous yet stinging stories, is that it's the sort of book you wish people who normally don't read would. Here's a workaday, unglamorous world, mostly set in Los Angeles's failing middle class, that so many people know all too well. Yet we haven't seen the experiences of its inhabitants transformed into something so meaningful and arresting. There's nothing fussy about these comic tales of young men and women running head-on into an unimpeachable fact. Economic uncertainty and personal dissatisfaction may well be the defining traits of their lives. As for the older, that is to say middle-aged or senior characters in Middlemen, they are unsettling examples of what the future holds. Whether still toiling away or at ease in their success, few of these elders can be said to have their lives together. There's a hole in their existence that things such as work or ambition or family cannot entirely fill. The signs that life may not be at all what had been hoped for come early. In Play the Man, a once-promising Long Beach basketball prospect is relegated to playing for a high school team whose coach doesn't really know how to coach and whose players don't really care if they win. Bermuda is the story of a young man who used to slum in Echo Park, reminiscing about the boyish woman who may have been his true love. An aloof musician, 10 years his senior, she's nonetheless a woman laboring under a resignation beyond her years. And in the wonderfully titled Bewildered Decisions in Mercantile Terror, a young San Francisco woman is making a go of it in the new economy. That is, until she realizes she may be as hopelessly out of place as the bipolar cousin she has long been helping. Even Hollywood's Dream Factory can't sustain illusions of better days. In Elephant Doors, a production assistant gets an eyeful of the utterly sad and vapid life of his boss, a game show host. It's a sour insight chased with the bitter epiphany that his true passion, stand-up comedy, can't meet his needs. The collection's two-part title story shows that American bedrock values of hard work and family don't exactly provide solace. The men here are salt-of-the-earth types living in Anaheim and Victorville, yet they too know, somehow, some way, they've missed something. And though it makes one of the characters sad that his father, as Gavin writes, who never complained about anything, might have dreamed about doing something else with his life besides selling toilets, the son also envies his father's ability to move beyond his old dreams. He belonged to this world, the young man notes, day after day. Achieving that sort of clarity, it would seem, is the first step toward figuring out the rest of your life. It is to Middlemen's great credit that these stories entertain us all the way toward this sobering realization.
Oscar Villalone is the managing editor of the West Coast literary journal Zizava. He reviewed Middlemen by Jim Gavin.